Hey gang, are you in a band in Austin and South by Southwest is over? Maybe you had some bad shows, you need to get your act together? Well, maybe it's time to take your band down to Space. Space is a state-of-the-art affordable venue for rehearsal and recording, located just a few short miles south of downtown Austin. With 31 spacious rooms and wide gallery-lit corridors and excellent parking, they have the space to help you with all of your creative endeavors. Just call them at 512-448-9518 or go to spaceatx.com and get it together. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
Hello, I'm Johnny. I am your host. Welcome to the show. I have a fantastic show for you guys today. The High Minds are here. They are an American hip-hop collective from right here in Austin, Texas, featuring Nick Twist, Peach Capiche, Richie, Jonesy, Natty. Sometimes they have Ben Buck in there. I had a lot of people over that day. They actually have a show this Sunday and the last Sunday of every month at the Vulcan Gas Company. It's a Solstice Live production. It's called Sundays, a hip-hop monthly, taking place this Sunday, March 27th, and the last Sunday of every month from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Vulcan Gas Company. This week, it's featuring High Minds Collective, the Bishops, Jag, and Dan Sinatra. Okay, so get out there to the Vulcan Gas Company and see this. I have a great conversation with these guys. And also, Lauren Bruno makes an appearance. She's a fantastic musician, and also she works with Solstice Live. So she brought the guys in, and we all sat down and had a great conversation. It's hilarious. These guys are really cool, and they got a lot of stuff going on. So check them out. Let me tell you what's going on with me. Happy Friday to you, first of all. If you celebrate Friday as the day that they let you out of your shackles of work and you get let loose on whatever town you're in and you go nuts and live the dream. It's a beautiful day today. I'm going to enjoy it by walking around and doing some stuff. I might get a haircut, okay? That's the kind of stuff I'm doing because I'm not playing this weekend with Skyrocket. I'm just kind of hanging out. I'm in a songwriting game, and now I'm actually in two. So this week, I'll be putting out two songs. If you'd like to see the songs that I've done over the last 3 weeks, you can go to SoundCloud. / Johnny Gowdy, and here's some tunes I've written. I do them in a few hours, like 4 or 5 hours, lay them down and write them and put them out on SoundCloud. Even if they're, hey, this is a song I wrote in a couple hours and I'm doing them every week, it's just giving me sort of the pressure to finish them and put them out. So if you want to check them out. They're out there. They're good songs. I like them. All right. I hope that you are having a great week. And I hope that you have a great weekend, and I hope you end your weekend by going to Sundays presented by Solstice Live. Sundays, a hip-hop monthly at the Vulcan Gas Company, taking place this Sunday, March 27th, and the last Sunday of every month from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., featuring the High Minds Collective, the Bishops, Jag, Dan Sinatra, okay? So these guys came by. We had a great conversation. They brought Ben Buck with them. He actually ended up freestyling, doing some beatboxing, and then the High Minds guys did some freestyle rapping over it. It's a crazy conversation. Plus Lauren Bruno. I want to thank Lauren for hooking it all up. Check out Solstice Live. They're doing a lot of great stuff around town. SolsticeLive.com. Check out High Minds at HighMindsCollective.com. That's HEYEMINDS.com. All right. Enjoy my conversation with these guys. They're great. They're hilarious. I hope that you enjoy your weekend. I will enjoy mine. Check out the songs on SoundCloud. Go to Sundays and let's get down.
All right. Yeah. Ride two, rolling, bumping cartoons, feeling like a cartoon, tripping, losing it. I got a lost screw. What should I do? Tell me what should I do? Shrooming in the dark room. Ride two, rolling, bumping cartoons, feeling like a cartoon, tripping, losing it. I got a lost screw. What should I do?
Hey, Jonesy.
Yeah, if you do happen to want to say anything, Ben.
Don't hit that. What am I doing?
All right, now we're good.
So explain Hey Minds to me, because I'm trying to. It's you guys all do stuff on your own, and then you come together in this group, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is correct.
That's how it started.
But it's actually pronounced High Minds.
High Minds.
Yep.
That's what it is. It's like the I-E-Y-E. I'm
so square, dude. I'm like in my late 40s and just some sad white guy that lives in an apartment. The Hay Minds are coming. They're rappers. They're so funky. High Minds. Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yes, indeed.
So how did you guys come together?
So we all went to high school together. Okay. We also have Richie, who's also in the collective. He's back in Dallas, but he went to our high school as well. So me and Richie were in the same grade.
Okay.
They were a year younger than me and Andrew. And then we all just kind of like started chilling, ironically enough, after we had all graduated high school. But we all started chilling.
How it all started was...
Do you live in a house or something together?
Well, no, me and him live together. Me and Nick have known each other for like 11 years.
Okay.
So we've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
But how it started is we each had friends that knew each other. Then it's like a loophole. Everything, we meet someone, meets another person, and we all come together.
It was basically like one group of friends that was like me and my friends in my grade, and then them and their friends in their grade. And then this one summer, I guess it was summer of 2012. We all just were kind of at the same spot at the same time a lot of the time, and then it just kind of started from there.
Well, then it like transitioned to Austin,
right?
So a couple years of us later, me Nick Twist and Peach Capiche over here, we moved out down here, and you know, years later Jonesy shows up, Richie's on his way.
Yep, he'll be here soon.
But yeah. Kind of just transferred down to Austin from Dallas, just
because
the scene itself's better. You know, it's just like.
I don't ever hear about really a hip hop scene in Dallas. You hear one in Houston.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I mean, Dallas has their scene, but it's just. I'm trying to think of how to word
it. It was like swag rap at one point, like dance music rap for a long time.
Yeah, it's just not necessarily the market that we appeal to, and we think that Austin has a culture here that will embrace our sound a little bit,
which
better.
Is more organic.
Yeah.
Funkier, less it seems like Dallas has like, and I don't mean this disparagingly because I love Dallas and I have tons of friends like that play music up there, but like it's more disco.
Yeah.
Like just all around. Like even the rock music is more disco.
Right.
There is like an up and coming scene though in Dallas.
Okay.
We know some of the cats that are doing
it. It's on the rise.
Music. Yeah, 23 Cups, who will be with us on the 28th of this month, is from Dallas, and we like him. He's cool.
He's one of our homies from high school.
Cool dude. We've known him since like 9th grade, 8th grade.
Wow.
Yeah, football, all that, you know. Yeah.
Do you guys go to school? Are you in college?
No.
I graduated.
You did?
Yeah, I went to the University of Arkansas, graduated in July.
And what do you have a degree in, my friend?
In entrepreneurship.
All right.
A minor
in
marketing. That's a thing? Yeah. It was in the business management study field, but there was like a subsector. There was two subsectors that you could choose from, and one of them was small business entrepreneurship. And so instead of saying small business entrepreneurship every time, I just say entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And it sounds cooler.
what was the other one like? Sucker. It seems like you either like run your own shit in the entrepreneurship
thing or learn how
to work for someone else.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely.
101.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What did you take away from that? Because it seems like in the world of hip hop, way more than like in the singer songwriters and rock dudes, hip hop people are like, hey, like we gotta get paid, bro.
Yeah,
like,
I think
there's no fucking around.
The city of Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is where the school is,
great town,
is a city that really embraces the entrepreneurial spirit. You can feel it in the air almost. I think what it really started it was because of Walmart. You know, it's huge up there. It's a religion up there.
It is huge.
And the business school is called Sam Walton School. Flood all that money in there. So, and there's also just a lot of other cool like businesses that are coming up out of there, that kind of appeal to, ironically enough, kind of a similar market that I think we do as well. Just a lot of similarities between. I think Fayetteville and Austin are similar cities as well. Fayetteville is just a little smaller.
A little smaller, obviously. Than like what Austin used to be or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it's good to have that because I think it was 50 Cent that said that he makes 10 times more off of his bottled water company than he does off his music.
It's all about like branding yourself nowadays and kind of, you know, not being afraid to cross over into other markets.
Right. So, okay, so you guys all individually rap. Were you doing stuff together before you formed High Minds?
Me and Nick,
we
each started like a long time ago.
They were the OGs. They were the first ones to start doing it.
So we're gonna take you back a little farther.
Right.
What is it? 2016, 2011, 12 maybe. Me and Nick started rapping together, and because I saw like a lot of potential in him, because he said he was like starting to rap, and I was starting to rap and kind of taking it seriously when we were like seniors in high school, I think. And so we would do that, and we would start making songs together, like a lot of songs. We made so many songs probably that has never been out, just because we were just trying to figure out how we could work with each other.
How were you doing these songs?
In his parents' house.
Yeah, like in my bedroom, we just had like a, you know, like a little audio box. We had our mic and then my Mac, and that was it.
How were you making the beats? Were you just taking shit that was already out there?
Yeah, it was like YouTube.
We were doing like Ninth Wonder. Like, we were doing a lot of old school hip hop producers. So we do like Ninth Wonder.
Dilla.
Jay Dilla, like a bunch of the old school cats, DJ Premier Beats.
Well, because a lot of people in Dallas were like, you know, they were like hitting all this trap stuff, and we were like, you know,
we were just like the smooth, we want to be smooth.
Yeah, we want to be more smooth with it, and that's kind of why we transitioned down to Austin, because people respect that more here. In Dallas, it's more of like a thug scene, if you will.
Right.
Not a thug scene.
I know what you mean.
It's just different, man.
I was just telling someone this story the other day. You guys know Tank Washington?
Do not.
He's part of the LNS crew.
I've heard of LNS, though.
Yeah.
I've heard of that, but I don't know who that is.
Well, he was in here the other day. He just put out a record. It's really good. It's called Pain. But I was telling him, we were talking about Chopped and Screwed, and I was like, you know, I had an in with, like, a guy, but it was, like, with his defense attorney. It was all these kinds of... That's the guy that was hooking me up to, like, interview him for this show.
Oh, really?
And it ended up kind of falling through, but it was really sketchy. And he was like, hey, man, so you're not going to bring any guns to the interview, right? And I'm like, dude, like, what... I've got a fucking podcast, like an internet talk show. Like, why would I bring a fucking gun anywhere?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it was weird. Great. It got weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can see it's more thuggy. Here, it's not thuggy at all.
No, because, you know, it was like blues and, you know, like jazz. Funky stuff coming through here. People don't, you know, people, I mean, there's an EDM scene, like that trap, you know, but there's, I don't know. I like smoother stuff, and so does Austin, you know.
You guys into the EDM?
Not really.
I don't mind
like listening to some of it, but I'm not into it. I'm not like I can tell you my favorite artist or anything like that.
Right.
Actually, I probably could, because I actually heard one that was really good. This guy named Grizz, but that's about it. He makes like really smooth melodic, like up tempo.
Yeah.
But and I don't really know Crisley a lot of that
too.
Stuff.
Crisley as well.
I saw Zed's Dead live one time, and that was tight. But other than that, I don't know much other than that.
A lot more, and like,
that was a tight show, though.
Musical.
What's that?
I've been listening to like blues and stuff lately too.
That's
like
cool.
Leon Bridges.
Yeah, that guy's really good.
Yeah, that's what, like,
didn't he win a thing last night?
I don't know.
That motorcycle just
the Grammys.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this: since you guys have partnered with Solstice Live to do these Sundays, which is the last Sunday of every month at Vulcan Gas Company, and that's from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's you guys are on every last Sunday of the month, right?
That is correct.
Lauren Bruno gave us the go on recruiting new artists and being able to put them on.
And are you guys bringing in new hip hop artists? Like
every month.
That's who it is. Yeah. It's not going to be like some dude with a guitar.
No. Really. We'll have one new hip hop and one new electronic act each time.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Just to kind of mix the two, hip hop and EDM, because you know,
it does have its scene out here, and it'd be cool to kind of join those two cultures together.
Yeah,
potentially there might be.
They're both dancing. They're both dancing cultures.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, it's a good show. Okay, so. Where are you finding these other hip hop artists? That's what I want to find out, because I can't find a lot of them.
Spider House, originally.
Oh, really? That's what's going down?
Yeah,
locally. Yeah. But we have the 23 Cubs.
He's from
Dallas.
Yeah, he went to our high school too. So we've known him for a while.
We're getting people down here too.
But I know that there's stuff that goes on over at Empire Control Room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's stuff that goes on at Mohawk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess now Vulcan Gas Company. But where else is the hip hop happening?
Mm.
Homeboys?
512.
You said Mohawk.
512. Where's
that? Oh, that was it's like on, yeah, they did like an open mic thing.
They do like a little.
But like
open
the shows like the rap shows. The Parish, Empire, Mohawk, Paris. Red 7. Is that still going on? Red 7.
I don't think that place is even a place.
Holy Mountain.
Anymore.
Are those gone? Scoot in. Holy Mountain. Are they closed?
So do you guys get out to see other bands?
I saw like live bands like when I said instruments, because the instruments might come to the High Minds thing if we're all, like we recruit them or whatever, because I want to get Magna Carta to
play.
Yeah,
those guys are badass.
They're hip hop, like jazz feel.
Yeah,
but that's one group that I was really impressed with when I first moved to Austin, and I've been friends with Megs for ever since I like met them. I don't know when that was, like 2 years ago.
How do you guys perform your stuff live? Is it you have the tracks?
Just our instrumentals.
Yeah, we don't like to put our lyrics over. No. We like to give the full show to the people, show that we can run out of breath, or something.
Yeah,
like
no.
That.
Oh wait, okay, yeah. Okay, but the music's done already recorded.
No, I mean the music that we're playing are songs that have been recorded before, but excuse me, when we're performing them, we don't play the MP3 track over it, like, so you're not hearing our voices twice. It's just just a blank instrumental.
Yeah, that's all I meant. Yeah, I didn't think I guess they do that.
Yeah,
that's
some
why
people
it always
do
sounds
that.
Double.
Yeah, yeah, some people do that, but
in hip hop a lot.
Yeah, especially in hip hop.
We don't do that.
At least not yet.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't like it. That
I don't
much.
Know. Yeah, I don't like it. Performing. I don't like it.
Are there any guys in town doing it with a live band as well, or is that kind of too weird?
We used to know some people. Maybe Modal broke up. Then
yeah. Pojo, the Idealist.
Yeah,
you guys know Eric Dingus?
I've heard of him.
Not Cat?
It sounds familiar, actually.
Yeah.
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 We were talking about getting him.
He's a great producer.
Yeah, he was in here. He was in here like a couple of years ago. He was like a friend of mine's kid, and she was like, oh, this guy's like really cool. I bet you'd like him. And like I heard some shit he did, and I was like, oh, that's really good stuff. Sure, bring him over. And he's like this very like odd cat. And now like I think he produced a track on Drake's record, right? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was not what happened.
I know you're talking
like,
about now. Yeah,
he's okay. Man.
Yeah, I've heard about that guy now. The Drake thing.
The Drake thing.
Yeah, I heard about that. The Austin Drake thing. Someone told me about that. I think it was you or someone.
Do you guys think, because you guys have a really comprehensive SoundCloud page, like that thing's fat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, lots of content.
Yeah,
lots of content.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I even listened to anything, and I was listening to it for a couple of days. I felt like, I mean, not in a bad way, but I was like, I mean, there's like constant music.
Yeah,
we
want you to have,
Yeah.
A variety.
Yeah, variety.
Do you feel like that's the best outlet for hip hop?
I think it's kind of unreliable. It's kind of like a right now. At least I'm pretty sure it's about to go under like some lawsuit or something.
Maybe. I mean, that was just an article that we read. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, you never know. But I mean.
There's I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's always going to be better options out there for anything. But right now, it's what's working for us. It's really easy to use. We can just loop. We just throw it up on there, and then we can loop. We can embed the playlist onto our website, which is just highminds.com.
Right.
HEYEMinds.com, and it's just really easy. It's been working for us in that regard. But I mean, eventually, I'm sure we'll probably cross over to some other platforms as well.
Yeah,
you guys on? Well, you put out your music on like.
We're working on getting exclusive rights right now on Beats. It's like kind of like our.
It's kind of like
kind of where we're at right now. So like, yeah, we're on SoundCloud and stuff, but we're trying to get, in-house producers that can produce us beats that we can put onto iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, all of that, so that we can, make money, even though I would probably only charge a cent for a song, man. I just want to be on a more professional,
And those, nowadays, those outlets.
But Jay-Z and Paul McCartney on SoundCloud. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing that I'm always thinking, like, oh no, you got to get this stuff on iTunes. Really, like the last time I opened iTunes was like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I look up everything on like Spotify and,
Spotify. Yeah. Spotify.
And listen to a lot of stuff on SoundCloud, people, I get like people whose records are coming out that they have private links. You can still put that on SoundCloud. It's all super cool.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. So, do you guys tour? How much does High Minds play together as opposed to like you guys doing your own shows?
I've only done my own shows a couple times. Like
really?
Three times.
Yeah.
And he's probably done the same.
Yeah, I've never had one by myself. I've just done, like, a handful with these guys.
I used to play, like, guitar and sing and stuff and play shows by myself.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was in a metal band, too. But, like, hip-hop-wise, we've just played together.
So this is just kind of new?
Me and him played probably...
No, this is brand new. Lauren Bruno just, you know, like, Solstice Live, Lauren Bruno, Sire Tomorrow.
Big shout out. Big shout out.
Like, so this is like the
Do you ever get her to sing any, like,
I've seen her live. I've seen her live.
You ever have her sing any hooks on your jams?
We can,
That's
we
should.
We can,
though.
If she can sing good.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know she can sing good. Lauren Bruno's something else.
She's got the vocals.
She's a talent.
Like, I could play with the voices. No,
definitely. So it's all new. In your videos, like, there's a video, I can't remember what the song is for, but you you're so cocky. Where's
cocky
that come
can be,
from?
Cocky can be, like, mistaken for confidence. I'm just, you know, sometimes, like,
there's no confidence. I just have, you're walking into the house like, hey, what's up? I mean, obviously, there's people are your friends, but...
Got to flex for the video.
You got to stun a little bit, you know? But that's just hip-hop, man. It comes with the attitude, you know? That's just kind of how it's always been. And
that's how we were feeling at the
time. That's right, man. We were just feeling it. It was just a good time, man. It was fun.
It's fun stuff.
We like to put on and have, you know, good time.
Yeah.
Go crazy.
Good.
Yeah.
So these Sundays are going to be like a party.
Yeah, it's gonna be wild. We go wild.
wild.
Yeah.
Make Sunday fun.
What is Ben Buck does some? You do some beatboxing or
no?
You,
Ben, come over here.
Yeah, you can use my mic. Just don't get on the mic because you'll distort it. But if you get like right, like here. Nice. You guys want to do a little freestyle for me? Is that cool?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Y'all go ahead.
So Ben Buck is gonna be our host of the Cypher at the beginning of the show on Sundays.
Uh-huh.
Kills the game.
Yep.
And the Bishops.
Oh, shout out to the Bishops, man. Yeah, Tara Bishop,
that's fam.
Soy Bishop,
that's fam.
Chris Bishop, Love Bishop. Even Josh. Shout out Josh, too.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's going to be that Texas
But yeah, boy. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wing receiver.
Yeah. Ben Buck on the B-Box.
Show him what you do.
Yeah. All right, now check it.
You're coming live from the ATX where I rest, bitch. I spit this from my chest like I was congested.
Let me check it, y'all. Hey, I said 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 4. High minds team come knocking at your door. If you don't let me in, then I'ma start blasting shit so fantastic. And that booty so elastic, way is popping. Chris Brown, put you in the coffin. I don't give a fuck enough with all of that talking. Straight actions, bitches flipping bricks for Patrick Jackson. But I ain't talking about crack, man. I'm talking about these raps, man. Motherfucking check it. Bitches better respect it. Come in. Coop get ejected like you ain't fucking with me. I'm living comfortably. Yes. My mind's in your fucking area. 512.
Mind.com.
Big shout dog. Out Ben Buck.
Yeah.
Lit.
Yeah. 4 bars.
Shout out Antones.
Cool guys.
Yo.
Very nice.
Oh,
shout out to Ben Buck.
The game, man.
Mm-hmm. Filthy McNasty.
Mm-hmm.
That was unbelievable.
Crazy.
Straight nastiness.
So,
hey, he's got tie-dye t-shirts, too. You should buy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be merchandising out at Sunday. There's going to be some merchants out there.
Big merch.
You guys have some
vendors.
You've
big
got
vendors.
Ben merch?
Big
Do you
vendors.
Have any records out or something?
No records out so far.
Okay.
Not much in the ways of recorded music at this moment.
Okay. Well, hey, I just produced your first single.
Woo! Yo, there we go.
Yo.
What's bars. Up, dude?
We out here.
That's all I have.
I'm going to release it. Not I mean on the podcast, but not as a
hopefully through iTunes.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, it will be on iTunes. So where did you learn to do that? How did you learn to do that? Here, come on up here.
So I was pretty socially awkward in school. Just kind of preferred to make music, kind of stay by myself. And I don't know. I picked up drum lessons and did not do very well at them at all. Just kind of wanted to impress my dad. But beatboxing, which is from the heart, came naturally. There's so much influence just anywhere you looked, because it's just music and it's really everywhere. So,
yeah.
But yes, I did learn from YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can learn anything on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube is like the new university, man. Learn how to produce on that. You learn how to do anything on YouTube.
It's true.
That's true.
But no, I've seen Ben progress like crazy, like from Spider House. Like, used to carry around like a tiny little like amp and just set up beatbox, you know, from that to now, you know, coming on to Sundays and like making huge moves, man. Like, shout out to you. Like, that's awesome.
Big moves.
Is there a way people, they, I guess, just go to those Sundays? Just go see him live. But what if you're not in Austin? Because I have listeners from even as far as New Zealand and Tasmania.
Shout out New
it
Zealand.
Would be worth them shout making out. The trip. They would,
they, where my New Zealand
they,
ladies at?
They wouldn't regret it.
I mean, are you gonna? Do you do some stuff with them when at the shows at the Sundays? Is that what's gonna happen?
Not yet, but
okay.
I'll be hosting the cypher, so
okay.
If they would like to come up and rap with me, I'm trying to do that for an hour straight.
Really?
Try to stop smoking, so I can kind of get that endurance back up.
Yeah, because I was gonna say that must take a lot of lung power. Yeah. I wish that I could rap because I got into it in like 1986 and it just never progressed. So I'm still like in the my name is Johnny and I'm here to say like of rapping.
That's what's up, man. I mean, rapping
that's like that real bars. Easy E stuff.
That's like
when you were to do slow.
Man, we can say around and freestyle, man.
It's
the sad old school. Yeah. So what do you guys listen to? Like, what are you guys into around town? Is there local stuff, or what are you guys into? Some underground stuff? Or did you guys freak out because of Kanye's new album?
Yeah, Kanye.
I like Kanye.
Everybody laughs at him.
I like Kanye. I like Kanye.
He's a
even
just great
even
guy.
When he goes like for his fifth record where he's just singing with auto-tune. Like
yeah,
other,
see that one cool. I'm not as fond of. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, with any of my favorite artists, they're gonna put stuff out that I'm not a fan of at times. Like, it doesn't matter. Even my most favorite artist. I mean, Kanye is one of my most favorite artists.
Mine too.
But I mean, just it's impossible, really. I mean,
I let him slide because you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're okay. Like, maybe this record doesn't have an art, but like the last record,
the first, like, exactly. You turn it on and it's like, right. It's like a,
fuck,
it's like a,
for every couple, there's just heaven. A hit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's just timeless, man. Timeless records,
yeah, no, constant.
And
the
he's,
first one is
so.
Just
what
crazy.
Are you into?
Everything. Well, everyone's answer is probably gonna be a little different here. I mean, we have some common ground here, but okay.
We're so everywhere.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Like, it really is kind of all over the place, but we all have like, I guess, like a few certain ones that we kind of stick with.
I don't know, definitely hip hop stuff.
Yeah,
rap.
definitely.
I listen to like random stuff too. I listen to blues, classic rock, beach rock.
Ben's been talking about Antones.
Leon Bridges,
man.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question that's weird? Is there at all, like, if you go into the hip hop world and you're like three white dudes from Dallas, do black dudes go like, oh, come on, man?
I don't really think so.
If you've got the juice, then they don't.
No, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
If you come in with my name is juice. Johnny and I'm here to say, then you gotta go.
What's
your name? Peach Capiche.
I guess it all just depends on the person, man. It's all about just really like the energy that person is giving off. You know, it's just like,
I just didn't know if there was some kind of thing because
we have a bunch of friends in the city.
And really, it's more than three of us. It's actually like, you know, we got some, you know, some black people in our group. We got some.
Right.
We're multicultural.
We're multicultural from the get-go, so.
Yeah.
To hate on us would be to hate on oneself.
We don't care about any
yeah,
of that.
Exactly.
We don't care about the color in it.
Yeah, we're worldly, man. We're coming for you.
Yeah. True.
Multicultural.
Yeah. But no, as far as like the music that we like, it's like a lot of like New York music, like Pro Era.
Okay.
Flatbush.
Okay.
It's very influenced.
Yeah, who else? Underachievers.
Everybody from Odd Future.
Odd Future. Shout out Odd Future.
I mean,
man.
even though Odd Future is not really like a thing anymore, like shout out to everyone
like ASAP Mob.
That's like the worldly
TDE,
like
Kendrick Lamar and Absol.
Yeah.
Schoolboy.
I think
those are like inspire artists. They're so
Future,
big.
Future, man. Fucking Future.
Future. I love Future too.
I think it's because to some degree because we like collectives and. In turn, that's what we are, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So we kind of look to other collectives who have done great things as probably our main sources of inspiration, I would say.
Like reinvent the wheel, yeah.
Flatbush
Exactly.
Also.
NWA.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Even all the way back to NWA.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wu-Tang.
Currency,
it's
man.
Good. I guess Brave, it always is. It Fuji. Is important because it's nice to have the different voices. Because even if you go back to like even Public Enemy, it, having yeah. a guy like Chuck so intense, and then like Chuck. Having yeah, you know, Flav jump up, you know, and just yeah. yeah. It's kind of nice to have the different voices. And even guys that are solo artists have other people come in on their things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's I feel like lyrically, though, the best, Ab Soul, man. Ab Soul is the best lyricist there is. That and Pusha T. Like Pusha Jonesy T. was showing us that yesterday, man.
Pusha T, cool.
Oh, that's hard to say.
Ab Soul is just amazing, man. It's fantastic.
Big crit.
Yeah.
Big crit. But yeah.
So do you guys, you still recording your own stuff? That's what's going on?
No, what, right now.
What's, like what? Well, like, okay, take for instance, the Conjunction Files. Isn't that the newest one?
That was between me and Richie.
Okay.
Richie and I should say.
Richie and I.
But yeah, that was just like a tape that we've been working on for a while. We actually recorded that in Dallas and Austin, and that kind of hints the name, the Conjunction Files.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing was happening in two different places at the same time. So he was recording in his closet while I was going over to where was I at?
Did you record that?
I was at my friend Drake, Icon South. He's actually living in Hollywood right now, going out to school there. But that's where I recorded that. But yeah, it was cool. It was like a Dallas Austin collab, and we never saw each other during the making of it or anything. But
he'd send you the tracks, and then you'd just
It was just via cool email. Shit. But you know, we had to make sure that we kept the files like, you know, tightly compressed so they didn't lose any, like, you know, audio value. Or,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you guys, when you record together, do you do it like that, or do you all go to one? It seems like you guys would all hang out together.
We'll usually write it in location A and then go record it together in location B. The writing process isn't always done together. Sometimes it is, but the recording normally is.
Mm-hmm.
Writing process.
Fifth Street Studios. Forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place.
Yeah. That shout place out is to awesome. Fifth Street Studios.
Yeah.
Shout out to Evan.
Yeah, shout out to Evan. He's tight. Tall Sky Studios. They're not really even like, you know, like, on. They don't advertise at all, but they're like, there's some homies, man. There's some Rastafarians. They're so cool, man.
Yeah. We record at their house over east side or somewhere.
Yeah. And then Ruler Y, that's who we like first recorded with, but he moved to San Antonio.
Man, dude, that's someone who taught us like how to record really well.
I also Orb Studio as well.
Oh yeah.
Orb is
that's
my
jam.
Yeah, I went there with Kara Bishop. From the Bishops.
Okay.
Yeah, that place is amazing. Like, I've never been
in the Bishops record out there?
Yeah, okay. They do a lot of recording out there. They it's expensive, but it's worth it, man.
Yeah,
like, yeah. It's good. It's quality.
Yeah, it's, Matt Nevesky. Does he work with them? I think he told me that he worked with them. The producer guy, he's the bass player from Blue October guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the
studio.
I've heard
them.
Yeah. Oh, there's a hip hop band too. I did hear them. I heard them there.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow. But that was fun.
No, I didn't hear like their music, but like I went in and Matt played me some stuff that he was working on.
Oh, really?
Like
in the studio?
Check this out. And then I was like, wow, you're fucking, this is like really good sounding hip hop stuff. Like, when did you become a hip hop guy?
That's crazy.
Because he's a rock guy.
Blue October?
Yeah.
They're
No. The guy, Matt Nevesky from Blue October.
Oh, he's the producer.
He's the producer. I think that he produced the Bishops because I was like, I knew their name from somewhere. And then when you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, because I think I remember going out there and him playing.
They're the ones playing on the show
there.
With us on the 28th, every last Sunday of the month.
And they're doing every single one as well?
Yeah, they'll be like Ben Buck, them, us, then our
23 Cups.
Then our act, and then Electronic Act, I think.
Yeah.
And so the next one after this February 28th is then the last Sunday in March
26th.
Do you guys know who you got on that one?
We're cooking it up. We're breaking it down.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of we're still kind of like, you know. It's
definitely
still,
high minds. Definitely the Bishops.
High minds.
Sure. High minds in your area code.
Ben Buck, man.
That guy's a guy. You are a nice guy.
Young and getting it.
Yeah.
Ben Buck, Filthy McNasty.
Very nasty.
You should have done the Workaholics thing. That's like the
Yeah, man. Sundays is going to be fun. There's going to be, you know, there's a lot of companies out there selling, you know, clothes. You know, there's going to be, you know, blogs out there as like, you know, On Vinyl is going to be out there.
Who's that?
On Vinyl is who we teamed up with to blog about our Sundays.
Oh, cool.
They're paired up with Solstice Live as well.
Nice.
They're real cool.
Lauren, Would you like to come Mickey. Up here and explain some more about these Sundays, a hip hop monthly, the last Sunday of every month at the Vulcan Gas Company, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., featuring High Mind Collective, Bishops, and Ben Buck?
Yeah, I'll keep it really short. So basically, I've been booking lots of shows with Solstice Live.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, trying to stay busy. And I just really fell in love with the hip-hop scene. Like, I've been in love with it for a while, and I've been trying to book it for almost 2 years now.
I'm glad that you're bringing it. You're giving them more places to play, the hip-hop guys.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying, but it took me, like, 7 months of, like, building this, like, trust with a few different venues to, like, get them to let me do it. And Mark at Vulcan's really cool, by the way. Shout out to Vulcan and
shout
the
out
owners
to Vulcan.
There.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark, for real.
They really...
big turnout.
Mark actually had the screening of Straight Out of Compton. Like,
yeah, we watched that the other Sunday.
Yeah, for the people that work there, and he amazing let me movie. Invite High Minds and the Bishops, and he told me to invite them, and he really believes in the hip-hop scene, but the reality is, you know, a lot of these venues,
They're scared.
It's yeah. not even a they're joke. Scared.
Because hip-hop that's, comes with a bad name.
It's,
you know?
It kind of does. It's real. Yeah. And so...
Well, they need to make money off alcohol.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's that, and, you know, some people have brought it a bad name, and that's not just in hip-hop. I mean, any music genre. Like,
it's the industry.
But a lot of hip-hop has gotten that name.
Right. We live in a world... where there's this weird sort of racism with the mainstream that they don't have anything against it, but we don't want them to come to our place so that they don't, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. And so Sundays is really, to me, like, for Solstice and us coming behind it, it's more than just, like, an event for us. Like, you know, we've had meetings the past couple weeks leading up to this event, kind of talking about, like, how this is really about, like, building up this scene and kind of, you know, connecting a lot of different hip-hop artists and connecting the electronic scene and just kind of bringing a good name to the scene. Even though, I mean, there's tons of people doing that, too. You know, Captain Kirk, Kirkland from Subculture Patriots, they have the first of the month at Empire, the Smoke Out, which is great. We just wanted to provide another positive space to, like, kind of build up the scene, because I think it's really great, and I think it's you know, it deserves an awesome, another awesome event.
Yeah. Well, you do great events. Shout out to Solstice Live.
Yeah, Lauren thank Bruno. You so much, Lauren, for real.
Yeah. Lauren's done a lot for this scene. I've seen her do all this stuff. And people all talk about what a nice person you are. Now it's on the internet. do you guys know Riders Against the Storm?
You know, that sounds
awesome.
I've seen their name on some posters
recently.
What is that?
That's awesome.
I think they do.
They're a hip-hop group.
That's tight.
They are, dude. That name's cool. Right. What's it called again?
Riders Against the Storm.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
it sounds like a bunch of Harley Chaka. Boys.
Reminds me of, like,
big Harleys.
It's a husband and wife.
Reminds me cowboy, of like a cowboy. Like a Zorro.
Wait, is that Action Bronson song where he's like with the chopper and he's like
Easy Rider.
Easy Rider. That's what it reminds me of. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Riders Against the Storm.
I'm gonna have to check that out, man. That sounds cool.
Yeah. It's weird because in Austin there's this weird, like, in the world, hip hop is basically like the main style of popular music.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think in, like,
and
this age, yeah.
Yeah, and UK. Then you get here, and in this scene, it's the opposite. It's like, oh, yeah, this... I mean, rockabilly is more prevalent in the scene sometimes than... And I mean, like, just in the main scene when you pick up, like, a Chronicle or something like that.
Right.
I think...
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
is that hard to overcome being an artist here
in Austin?
I
think there's just... there's just not really anyone or any group of people really looking to step it up and, like, take things to the next level, in my opinion. I mean, I haven't been here that long, but that's just from what I can see.
With the hip-hop scene.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe people just aren't, like, thinking realistically about some time frames or something, but I think we have something special here, and I think that if we just keep pressing forward... that some good things are going to happen. Some very exciting things for not only just us, but the entire city of Austin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah. We're just trying to integrate hip-hop, man. That's it.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that, you know?
I think you guys got good tunes, man.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
I dug listening to them.
Hell yeah.
You do a good job recording them and stuff.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
What's the next step? After you get these Sundays going, what's the next step? What are you guys going to do?
Richie Dallas got his tape drop in February 22nd.
Yeah, highminds.com.
Richie.
Yeah, yep. He's not here.
He's not here.
No, he's in Dallas right now.
Home Alone.
Yeah. Home Alone February
22nd. 2-2-2.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. 12 to 13 songs.
And then me and Peach actually just recorded While You Were Sleeping.
Yeah.
That'll be coming out at the end of March. Yeah.
Is it creepy?
Oh, it's a creepy title. It's all over the place. We got some creepy songs in there.
Extraterrestrial.
Yeah, be on the lookout for that, though.
That one's pretty nasty.
Well, people can go to highminds.com, HEYEMINDS.com.
And you'll find everything you need there.
That's right.
Everything is there. The music,
everything your heart desires is at highminds.com.
And if it's not, let us know and we'll put it on there.
And don't forget, Sundays, a hip-hop monthly, the last Sunday of every month at the Vulcan Gas Company, presented by High Minds and Solstice Live, including High Minds Collective, the Bishops, and Ben Buck at every show. And go there and check it. You guys, at solsticelive.com, you've got a thing, right?
Yeah. We can find it on Facebook.
Free RSVP.
And find more shows. Like Solstice Live, you guys have got shows going on all week, every week, 7 days a week, somewhere, right?
Well, not 7 days a week, but we definitely have.
A couple weeks ago when I looked at a thing, I was like, damn, all of a sudden it's like, what's going on? That's every show is like I've
big
got
moves.
Yeah,
it seems like every single day I get a Facebook notification.
Yeah,
Lauren's like attending this event, and I'm like,
Lauren's right. going to some I event mean, every
always
day
doing something, man. Really shy.
I go sometimes because I was like, you know.
Yeah,
well, I'm stoked Facebook that you guys came to. Over And yeah, is there anything that I'm missing? Is there anything you want to tell the people before you go?
Well, we really appreciate the opportunity, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much because this is going to help us out a lot. And,
you guys are nice guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, man.
To all the kids that's out there listening, make sure you're drinking lots of water.
Yeah.
Get your nutrients.
Eat breakfast. It is
smoking
it is very important.
Drink more water.
Yeah.
Big moves.
Drink water.
Think big.
Drink water. Nectar of the clouds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, just live, man. You can Nectar just put your mind to things that. And do it. Put your mind, man. Just use your mind. It's right there. Everything's in front of you.
Nectar of the clouds.
Yeah, man.
He's the life coach.
It's lit, man.
Here's something I've noticed that's going on. I've met these people that are life coaches.
And, this one.
And relationship people.
That's me.
Like, oh yeah, I'll give you some relationship guidance, says the lady who was divorced a year and a half ago from like her 18-year marriage.
Yep.
You're just like, who? Where did you get this? What? How did you?
How'd you get this job?
And she couldn't find a job, so she became a life coach. And so, oh my God, I hope she's not listening to this show. But
shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to her.
She's probably hot.
Life coach.
Lady. Hey.
she's like an 80s babe life coach with a jumpsuit.
Ooh. Versace jumpsuits.
You don't even know how close you are, dude.
I was close, right? The 80s. Yeah, with the USA jumpsuit.
Killing the game, man.
Yeah. If one of you was a life coach, would it be Nick Twist?
Well, he really? Said it that's in one of his songs.
I am a life coach, man. Like, that's what I make music for. You know what I mean? Listen.
I'm trying to coach your life.
Yeah.
Not really, though. Just listen and have fun with it. Y'all all pretty. You know
what I mean? Everyone get out to highminds.com.
HEYEMINDS.com.
Thanks for coming, guys.
You won the spelling bee.
What should I do?
Thank you, man.
Tell me what should I do? Shrooming in the dark room. Brought to rolling bumping cartoons. Feeling like a cartoon.
Yeah. That was a great time. High Minds Collective. Don't forget that you can find them at highminds.com. Great talking to them. I want to thank my friend Lauren Bruno from Solstice Live. For hooking me up with these guys. And don't forget that you can find them Sunday, March 27th, and the last Sunday of every month at Sundays, a hip-hop monthly, the last Sunday of every month at Vulcan Gas Company, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. It will be High Minds, The Bishops, and Ben Buck, and then a couple of other artists that they hand-select. So get on out there Sunday, March 27th, to the Vulcan Gas Company. And hey, man, don't forget, while you're out there checking out highminds.com, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And you can also subscribe to it on Stitcher. And you can like our Facebook page and see photos from this conversation. They brought a posse in, even a photographer taking pictures. So there you go. Let's see some pictures of me hanging out with High Minds. Let's hear some more music from High Minds. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you, Lauren, again. Don't forget, check them out. Nick Twist, Peege, Jonesy, and there's a guy named Richie and Natty. They weren't here. But also Ben Buck, man. Look out for him. That guy's a little, that guy's a beatboxing maniac. That guy's fantastic. Also the son of Mike Buck, which I didn't even know. After the conversation, he pointed at a picture of Imanse and he said, "Hey, that's my stepmom." And I was like, "Whoa. Oh, Ben Buck, your dad must be Mike Buck. Get down." All right, High Minds Collective. Find them at highminds.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Get out to Sundays. Have a great weekend. Let's get down.
Welcome to the conjunction. Yeah. They stay the same, should never change, I'll make a change. Days and nights, I feel the range, I gone insane, gotta make it right. These days, I fight, I pack it all inside a song and set it free online. This my life, and I don't lie, still not content till I'm whipping the Benz and my mama rich, alright. Like, what the fuck is up with my imagination? Why am I sitting here watching days? And I gotta get back to my debacle waiting. My life is sacred, I ain't gonna waste it. I wanna get back to living like I'm a kid. Can't do it, fucking man, that's what they said. I got a lot of pot, I'ma smoke and taste good, so get the fuck out my face with hatred. You fucking basic, I'm faking Nathan. You faking Deja. Did you graduate to get paid? Then slave it all away. I'm patient, I'll make it. My life is just makeshift, I'll take it, cause this is my station.
And nights, there's only so much time in the day, so all that I'll say is learn to use the time right. Days and nights, with all of these words I can play, I can pave the way to help my family out with their lives. I can pay price, I'll take a hit for you, yo. I often roll the dice, nice. I can say your life, use all of your senses, search deep somewhere down in your mind. Somewhere down in your mind, use all of your senses, search deep somewhere down in your mind. Hey, yo, I rolled a couple drinks before I wrote this. I smoked them both down at the roaches. This marijuana helps my mind open. I swear this shit's got me focused, just floating. I gotta get away to clear my mind by the ocean. I'm working for the day that this work's put in motion. I picture a new life for me and my crew. Just standing in the light like we're supposed to. But when it gets dark, I notice changes. And my thoughts never die nameless till I rot. I do it for the can and my mind's form of God. Been down with the rhymes since my first puzzle solved. I was hot shit, but I'm not. Now I speak my mind to the pages that I jot on. Like, I gotta vent, please let this shit help you cool off, dog.